For the right person,
how much work
go to smokescomfort.com or call us at 843-531-9991. That's 843-531-9991 to get more information. The sign-on bonus is for a limited time, so don't delay. Call today.
The home of the lifetime warranty.
WTMZ 98.9 FM.
Have you missed working in the medical field? Have you been wanting to make a difference in our local community? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical unit. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career. It's their calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
In 1915, Baker Roofing Company was founded on the promise of always good work. Hi, I'm Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Charleston. When our founder opened his shop, he hung a sign in the window that stated, "We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work." For quality roofing, log on to bakerroofing.com. That's bakerroofing.com.
Summertime is prime time for working on your lawn, garden, or field. And whether you love caring for your land or just want to get the work done, it's time to head to Sparrow and Kennedy. Right now, you got this. 0% for 60 months on John Deere 1 through 4 Series compact tractors. These powerful, versatile machines with quick connect features keep you moving from project to project with ease. Visit SparrowKennedy.com. Offer ends 8/30/2021. Financing subject to approved credit. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Back to Fan Talk with that crown drinking, soapbox standing, Facebook liking guy who can't exaggerate more than Wilt Chamberlain himself, Mr. Bobby Hart.
Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, TROUBLE. Tell me what in the world you're doing, LONE. Yeah, say hey, good LOOKING.
Welcome back to Fan Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon. We got to get this show where people can watch on the internet.
Do they really need
I want to watch you.
And what were they? Well, why?
You dancing around and
I'm sitting in a chair.
Well, you yeah. Okay.
I went to the doctor today. She gave me some kind of shot. I don't know what she gave me, but it's got me a little loopy.
The doctor gave you a shot, and you don't even know what it was for?
Well, I trust her. Like the guy who does my taxes.
We're going to give you a shot today. You didn't ask what for.
He asked me the same thing. I said, I'll probably remember it in the morning. When I look at the bill.
Oh, God. Sunbelt Media Day was today. The coaches' preseason poll over in the East. There was a tie for first place. Coastal Carolina and Appalachian State. Georgia State picked to finish third. Georgia Southern picked to finish fourth. Troy picked to finish fifth. Over in the West, Louisiana picked to finish first, followed by Arkansas State, South Alabama, Texas State, and Louisiana Monroe. That's where Terry Bowden is. Louisiana Monroe now. Former Clemson graduate student, Terry Bowden. So, there you go. So, Coastal and App State picked to finish in a tie. Coastal actually got more first-place votes. They got 6 first-place votes compared to Appalachian State's 4. So, I know that's exciting news there. Y'all guys pumped for the softball tonight?
Woo!
Is that how you yell in Tokyo?
Yes, it'll be the second event of the Olympics. At 8 o'clock, Japan will play Australia. And then at 11 o'clock, the United States will play Italy.
Here to come from a land down under.
Driving off in a brand new Hyundai.
Hey, you,
what?
Nothing.
Men at work.
Nothing.
It's called Men at Work.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Land down under. Okay. If you didn't understand what I was singing.
Yeah. That was a one-hit wonder about the land down under. Yeah, if you didn't see it, the old photo of Steve Spurrier, it was either before or after media days, was in an Arby's. He had his sunglasses on, giving the old thumbs up. And behind him, there was a man and his kid. Well, Shane Beamer decided to recreate that. And Beamer was at the Coke machine where Spurrier was. Ty, same way, doing the thumbs up. And in place of a little kid and his father was Ingbari and Nick Muse were sitting there. So it was pretty good. It just happened. Shane Beamer gets it. I mean, he really does. He's probably been sitting on that for months. I mean, he's been sitting on that for months. I guarantee you. But I thought it was pretty cool. So hats off to Shane Beamer on that. Braves and Padres tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. And also, they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, 12 and 5. And we'll have both games over on the Zone 94.7 and 9:10. Let me tell you about a golf tournament coming up, a kickoff to college football golf tournament. It's going to be August the 19th, which is a Thursday. It's going to be at Stone Oak Ferry. Registration is open now. It's going to be limited to 36 teams, foursomes, 144 players, shotgun start on that Thursday, August 19th. Registration will begin at 8:30, and prize for first place, 4 tickets to the homecoming game of the college team of your choice. So this is not Carolina and Clemson. This is not the same thing we do in November. This is open to fans of every school out there. I want you to decorate your golf cart, however you want to do that. Breakfast and lunch are going to be served. Refreshments on the course. Of course, it'll be a captain's choice. So this is going to be Thursday, August 19th. You can sign your foursomes up right now by going to CharlestonSportsRadio.com. And happy to report that a portion of the proceeds will be donated to our Fan Talk families to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. So
we're playing in it, right? Me, you, and Trent?
No.
Why?
I'm not going to be here. I'll be back that afternoon.
Where are you going?
I've got to go to Columbia for media affiliates day. I'll be back.
And I'm not needed for that? Your bodyguard? Yeah. Let you go.
Yes, if you want to go, run up to Columbia and come straight back, yes, you can do that.
Can we go to Rush's?
Don't know if we'll have time.
There's always damn time.
I'll be there when the tournament starts. I got to get in the car, go to Columbia, go to the meeting, come back, and do the show.
So yeah, there. You listen to him. You hearing this, Trent, about how high demand he's in? No.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. Hard to believe. 27 days, school starts back. No, Scotty's going to have a high school football report, right?
Oh, I'm sure he will, yeah.
How about Somerville? How does it look for that?
I'll be honest with you, Dave. I really have no idea. I really don't.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you want the Ronald McDonald House, that's fine and dandy. You've been doing a lot of smack. Me and Jim
I'm not talking about this until I see a check.
You will. You will. I'll just give it time. It takes time, you know. It ain't like we've got the money to go up in a rocket. It looks like a, well,
we're
on live radio.
We all know what the rocket looked like, Dave.
Yeah, but it looked like, you know, something porn or something. But anyway, but, you know, that's a lot of money for nothing, but it's okay. But anyway, here or there, the rocket to the moon was a lot better.
I would say they accomplished a lot more than those four people that went up today
for
11 minutes.
I do believe there's a mission going to Mars, too, in the future, not too long from now.
Well, that's the one Elon Musk wants wants to take people to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
To start living.
We'll see.
I think all of them should go to Uranus.
Now, you can't make no joke about the rocket ship, but you can say that.
I thought Uranus is the planet.
You don't pronounce it that way, Bobby, with the emphasis on the last part.
I've called it Uranus all my life. How else do you pronounce it?
Uranus.
Let's say, can you pronounce undulate?
Nobody pronounces it Uranus.
Undulate. Ain't that his name?
You probably pronounce it Neptune.
Huh?
What?
Is that Clemson guy, undulate? Is that his name?
Uwe Angalale.
No, it's Lele, ain't it, at the end?
Uwe Angalale.
Whatever.
DJ.
But anyway, you want to run with the house, bring it on. Don't sing it. Bring it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Bring the check. Don't bring it back up till I see the check.
We're going to have an army by me. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Just be worried about
Don't bring it back up. You ain't getting.
Breaking necks.
You better smoke your peace pipe a lot more.
You're wasting time, Dave. You need to be out there collecting money instead of bothering me about this stupid wrestling thing.
It ain't stupid. It's stupid there for a reason. You'll see when it's all said and done. Don't sing it. Bring it.
Breaking necks.
I'm not saying a word about it.
Right,
you and Downer keep calling this show here talking smack. Yeah, there you go.
Bobby's going to feel really bad beating the phone.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Wet roadways are still an issue. Definitely be careful and watch for problems as you try and travel home. We still have reports of a wreck bonanza at Savannah Highway and Bohicken at Berry Hill. On the interstate, we have reports of issues eastbound at Cosgrove, a wreck. Eastbound at Ashley Phosphate, a stalled auto. Westbound at 218, there's a disabled vehicle. And westbound on the King Street overpass, reports of a wreck slowing you down back past the Ravenel Bridge. Liberty Hall at Lindy Creek, an accident 78 near Midview causing delays. And if you're trying to get onto the James Island connector from downtown, inbound to James Island, a wreck to deal with as well. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8 and Sunday noon till 7. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group. making home buying simple.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Cloudy with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with a low around 75. Wednesday, a thunderstorm around in the PM, a high around 87. Looking ahead, scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the week. Partly cloudy this weekend with highs near 90. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Low Country Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Low Country and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Low Country Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
And the white line's getting longer and the saddle's getting colder. Not much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old.
All right, hear ya. I hear ya.
You feeling me, Bobby?
Well, you know, they say 60's the new 30.
But I'm 10.
Hey,
Trent's not even born yet.
When this rain gets out of here, you're going to need that car wash. Take it over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash to do detailing as well. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. But as we always tell you, stop in, meet the local owners. One of them's always there. Phillip's always there. He's probably got a raincoat and that floppy hat on if he's even open today. With all that rain, they may have closed up shop for today. But if you need that car wash, take it to Cactus Car Wash, located right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. So there you go. By the way, the golf tournament I was telling you about, I put it up on Twitter, on Facebook. It's up on our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. So get your foursome. This is not a Carolina versus Clemson. This is just a college football kickoff golf tournament. So no matter what your team, who you pull for, get you a team together.
But unless you're wearing Carolina or Clemson gear, you're going to lose. So.
Now why you won't say it?
No, because that's flair. I don't make the rules. Bobby does. They know that.
What if didn't Koepka go to Florida State? What if Brooks Koepka shows up with his Florida State stuff on? You still think a Carolina or a Clemson person is going to win?
Who's scared of him? You see me play golf? I'm going places.
Scott Glaze could get the College of Charleston golf team to come play in it.
He did go to Florida State.
There you go. See, that's what I thought. So. Okay. But the voice may be gone. but the mind ain't.
Yet.
Hey, last night, Shohei Ohtani threw 6 scoreless innings. He moved him to right field. He is only the 4th player since 1900 to throw a scoreless start and play another position in the same game. The last player to do it was Cesar Tovar back in 1968. Wow. Ohtani just keeps doing crazy stuff because we don't have many people that have ever done that. Pitch and play a regular position. So his legend, as we say just about every day, and he threw great. And as soon as they took him out, that pitcher they brought in gave up a 3-run home run.
And the Angels lost.
Yeah. That's why they're not any good. Mm.
Mike Trout's not doing him any justice either.
No, well, he's been out.
Yeah, he's been. He's back. I think he's back tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, that 350 mil sitting there nice and, nice and comfortable.
He's been a good player, and he hasn't been hurt much.
You're right. I'm just hating on Mike Trout a little bit. The Angels, it's never been good.
Texas Rangers now have lost 6 straight games, the last 3 by a combined score of 29-0. The last Major League team to allow that many runs while being shut out in 3 straight games was in 1906. That was the Brooklyn Super Boss. Never heard of him.
No,
I didn't see him play. So don't even start that mess, Blake. I know you're going to say something. No, I didn't see him play. So big story in the NFL today was Aaron Rodgers turning down a 2-year extension offer from the Packers in the offseason. This was revealed today. The deal with a captain with the Packers for 5 more seasons probably would have ended his career with the Packers, and it was going to make him the highest paid quarterback and player in football.
I'm just trying to think, like, that Patrick Mahomes deal is massive. So were
those? They never gave any numbers. Yeah.
Is that highest paid, like, yearly or annually? They didn't give us any numbers, so I'm not sure. But it seems like it would have been upwards of 45, 50 a year.
It just tells me that it's not about the money.
No, and I think he said that when when Kenny Mayne interviewed him. He said, you know, I love the teammates, the coaches and everything. It's not about the money. It's about treating people with respect. So guess he's
going down that route. So he didn't want to play for the Packers for the same people that just offered him this deal.
Right.
He wants those people gone.
He does want those people gone. Or he just wants to get out of town.
That's not his place.
No. In a way.
And I think we agree we all want Gil gone.
Well, right.
But there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, I hope you're listening.
No comment.
843-721-9500, Big Daddy. Give us a call. So,
well,
I mean, it's just
the Packers don't have an owner, so they don't have an owner to come over top and you know, like a Jerry Jones or somebody like that, Bob Kraft, and be like, hey, we need to pay this guy. We need to do everything we can to get this guy in there. Hey, they'll win 2-3 games with Jordan Love. You have a good time, Packers.
I mean, I don't think the Packers are not going to trade him. Don't think. And if Rodgers has to sit out, he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He seems to be enjoying himself.
He really does seem very content with life, especially like seeing him at the golf the golf events and everything, and hearing some
interviews. He's galloping around.
And Shailene Woodley, movie star. I mean, he seems to be very, very happy.
Yeah, he seems to be having a good time. So would not surprise me now that since this has come out that he turned this deal down, that he may just sit it and not play this year.
I think that for the Packers, it's like it seems like now, especially with declining the deal, you know he's not coming back. So why not accumulate 4 first-round draft picks, a couple good players for him?
You may have to do that. Yeah,
I think that's what you're going to have to do, or else you're going to trade him at the end of the season. You don't know what you can get for him at the end. I mean, I think do it now if you're going to do it. Trade him now.
I mean, the Packers are a good organization.
Right.
And for him to sit there and say, I don't want to play for the management, that's not his place. Mm. I mean, who's supposed to make that call? You expect the Packers to fire everybody? To appease the quarterback?
I think the general manager is who he has the problems with, Brian Gutekunst, because he was drafting people without just letting them know. And even Aaron said it's not Jordan Love that he was frustrated about. It's that all these decisions were made and he was left out of it. So Look, they're going to have to figure something out because they're not going to win any games. They're not going to win anything. And I think they should just trade him. If get your picks. That's four first-round picks.
Yeah, if you could get that, and you could get a lot for him.
Russell Wilson, they were saying the Bears offered four first-round picks, and I'm thinking, I mean, Aaron, in my opinion, is much better than Russell Wilson, so I think it would be around four picks and a defensive starter. Right. So,
I don't think the Packers are going to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Bears.
Oh, no. It'll have to be somebody like AFC West, you know.
All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. Your local Allstate agent, Philip Bradley, knows the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood, which means Philip can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? Contact the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO today for a free quote, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You! Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Get savings on Pro Essentials at the Lowe's Just for Pros event, going on now. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. Find more savings throughout the store at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WORK.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, Talking Tuesday. And now it's time to talk to our good friend Scotty Eisberg from Channel 4 Sports. Scotty, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the Hootie intro. I think that's a good little walk-up song right there. And while we're talking baseball for a quick second before we talk football, just announced a couple minutes ago, Asher Wojciechowski getting the start for the Yankees tomorrow night. So congratulations to him. I think that's about the ninth team that he started a baseball game for. But Wojo getting the start tomorrow for the Yankees.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I knew he was with the organization. I mean, he's literally with a different organization every single year. I mean, it was Baltimore last year. Before that was the Reds. It was he has been on so many, but he, you know what? He's hung in the major leagues for a long time now. So I guess that's a pretty big one when you get a start at Yankee Stadium for the home team.
Man, I tell you what, I texted you earlier now. We're in day two of SEC Media Days. We had a media event up at Clemson today, and I texted you because, I can watch the SEC Media Days. And one of my favorite things to do is when they go to questions, and they show who's asking the question. Then I saw some pictures and video from what up at Clemson today, and I'm going like, and it's mostly print media. They really need a wardrobe, what do you call it?
Allowance.
They need
I
mean, it's incredible what some of these people wear.
Here's the deal. It's all about smoke and mirrors. So I can't make fun of attire because I go to work most nights when I'm doing the 11 o'clock news at work. I'm gym shorts and flip flops. I mean, that is most nights. But if you go business on top, then nobody knows. And that's a trick. I mean, oldest trick in the book in TV. I think I own one or two full suits. That's it. It's all sport jackets and shirts and ties and shorts and flip-flops on the bottom, and I've got no problem with doing that. If you know that you're going to be on national TV, you know that that camera, don't look like a schlub, and I agree with you. First of all, the worst ones are the really, really, really bad, like, logoed radio shirts. Those are pretty bad, too. Have you seen a couple of those, like... They almost look like the NASCAR shirts, like they're like the old type of polo shirt. I saw a couple of guys wearing those yesterday.
And they look like they got them like 10 years ago. They got one shirt 10 years ago, and they're still wearing it.
I agree with you 100% on that. I will give it to Channel 4. Whenever we need polos, I mean, I've got, I don't know, I probably have 20 Channel 4 polos from over the year because I feel like we change our logo every 10 minutes. So every time they change the logo, we get new polo shirts with it. But I don't think anyone knows if I'm wearing the old logo or not. I mean, it's just like a little different design than the 4. But once we started going to the for a while, we had the Lands End polos. And those were I don't even know if they make Lands End anymore. But we had the Lands End polos for a while. And those thick cotton ones. I remember being on the sidelines at Williams-Brice Stadium on, like, a September afternoon, and you want to talk about sweating. That was like wearing thermals to wear that. Now we've gone with the moisture-wicking shirts over the last, maybe 10 years. and it is a game-changing difference. I will say that. So, but I know if I'm going to be on TV, they're probably going to shoot me waist up, wear something relatively decent waist up, and then do whatever you want to wear waist down. It doesn't matter. They're not going to get your feet and your legs. Just, you know, go reasonable on the top. And, I just don't think some of the print people have figured that out yet. But I think print people and Tommy and Gene Sapikoff, always very well dressed. He's a big Oxford shirt, khakis type of guy. Always well dressed, and guys here in town are pretty good. But I agree with you. I have seen a couple, and maybe the excuse for the ones at Clemson today was they're doing that, you know, stupid media Olympics thing where they do like competitions or whatever. Not like any of them looked like they needed to be doing any athletic competitions, but you know, maybe that's why they were wearing T-shirts or whatever for today. But you'll see on Thursday at ACC Media Days what they look like.
I mean, some of them, it looks like the standard print media uniform was tennis shoes, cargo pants, a T-shirt, and a hat on backwards. I mean, they made no effort to try to dress up. I mean, they're at the Winfrey Hotel, which is a very nice place. You're at a pretty big event. I mean, do better. Come on.
There you go.
Hey.
You always dress well. You look like a fraternity guy, 50 years older. You've always got the finely pressed Oxford shirt. You've got your nice. You never wear sneakers, do you? You always wear your Oxford. You always wear your Bass Legions, don't you?
Hey, I've got a standard uphill, so you know. let's talk. Some interesting things. I mean, it's all coach speak and stuff. Some interesting things up at Dabo set up at Clemson today. Nothing really. A lot of coach speak down in Birmingham today. Nothing.
Nothing in Birmingham. I mean, what you knew with Kirby Smart, you were going to get nothing. You would know with Mark Stoops, you don't care. And you pretty much know with Lane Kiffin. I mean, Lane Kiffin, I think, is up there like right now. So. You could get something interesting from Lane Kiffin, but I could have told you were going to get nothing out of Kirby Smart. That's pretty obvious. That one wasn't very hard to figure out. You weren't going to get anything from him. But as far as up in Clemson today, I thought the playoff question is one that's going to come up constantly. It's never going to go away. How many teams are going to be in the playoff? They're never going to go away. And like I understand why Dabo wants to keep it smaller. I get that. But, I mean, I don't know. It's inconsequential. It's inconsequential what Dabo thinks, because who cares what Dabo thinks? It's not up to him. So I know he's kind of the voice of college football now, but really he's not. Who cares what he thinks or what his players think? They're going to do what's best for college football playoff, and if that's likely going to involve more teams, then that's what they're going to do.
And it's also easy for him to say that. He's been in every one.
Yeah, he's been in every one. No, absolutely. And that's why he said, like, look, if we can make it into the field of four, we can make it into the field of 12. Or, I get that. I certainly understand where he's coming from. I just, to me, these media days, maybe I'm just becoming old and jaded. They just kind of get old and repetitive. At Clemson, I think the big deal about today was the fact that you just heard from the assistant coaches. You won't hear from them the rest of the year now. And do I agree with that? Probably not. But, you know, you're not going to hear from Tyler Grisham, and you're not going to hear from Lemanski Hall and C.J. Spiller and, those guys for the rest of the year now. So get what you need today. But, I will say the one story that I do love is that, the C.J. Spiller coming back to Clemson and being the running back coach, and he just seems so genuinely happy and excited and grateful for Clemson, over his life and career. He just seems like so grateful and so appreciative of this opportunity, and you just like to see that from a guy who was probably the best running back ever there. To be appreciative of what he got and what came his way, and obviously the place means a ton to him. So I do, I do appreciate hearing from those assistant coaches today. Although we didn't get a whole lot of information, if you will, at least it gets you a little bit excited for football, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, what you got for us tonight, Scotty?
I'll have Clemson, and we'll hear from Chris Middleton, and then I'm heading up right now. As soon as I get off with you, I'm going to leave and head up to Ashley Ridge High School tonight and do my show live up at Ashley Ridge tonight. Kind of a cool deal. Shane Findler is really trying to pump some juice into that program. And tonight is his first mom's clinic. He's doing a mom's clinic to get the moms involved, and so they know what they're watching on a Friday night. So I'm going to check out the mom's clinic up at Ashley Ridge tonight. I figured that would be kind of a cool video, and Shane Findler will jump on with us live at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll see how it goes. He said, you know, if the weather is terrible, they'll go inside the weight room and do some whiteboard stuff. But, you know, he's going to get the moms of the program out there tonight, and I think that's kind of a cool deal. So I'll go out there and do my show at Ashley Ridge this evening.
That's good. When is the first weekend of high school football? Has that been set?
Yeah, it's. I think week zero is the 20th, if I'm not mistaken. Is it August 20th? August 20th is the day? If it's August, if the day would be August 20th, if that's a Friday night.
That'd be Friday night, yeah. Yeah, that's a Friday night, yeah.
Yep, that's the game. That's the day the games start. They're having the first ever, what's it called? The first ever, I guess they're going to call it just the Charleston County Jamboree, and they're announcing the matchups tomorrow, actually. And that will be on the 13th, the week before. So in essence, that's going to be like your Sertoma-ish sort of thing. Again, obviously there's no more Sertoma, but you know, each of the counties has done their thing the last 2 years, Berkeley and Dorchester. Now Charleston County is jumping on that bandwagon, and they're going to do their own jamboree, and it'll be on the 13th. It'll be at Wando High School, and so we will hear from those coaches tomorrow and find out a little bit more about the Charleston County schools this year. I would venture to think Wando is going to be pretty good this year, and West Ashley is going to be pretty decent this year. Baptist Hill is always good in 1A. Don't know about the rest. We'll kind of find out more, but we will have that tomorrow, and so that will be on the 13th, and then the first week will be on the 20th.
So I guess, I mean, because I had heard they were going to try to bring back a Sertoma-like thing at Charleston Southern. I guess that didn't happen?
I have not heard about anything about that, and I would venture to think that they're not going to get very many teams to go, because you know, again, with these, with the Sertoma thing, I think coaches understood it was for charity, but ultimately it was costing them a lot. It was costing them the buses. It was costing them this money, and all they were getting out of it was a quarter. You know, they weren't getting a whole lot out of it. I know the end games were a half, but I just don't think coaches were getting a ton out of it. Is there a huge difference between playing at Wando and playing at Johnson Haygood Stadium? I don't think so. I mean, Wando's got a huge scoreboard. Wando's got turf field, a ton of seats. There really is not a whole lot of difference, and you don't have to pay to play at Wando. You do have to pay a lot of money to play at Johnson Haygood. So I understand the difference there, and I understand how much of a cost saver it will be for these schools, and I understand that they're probably going to get more out of it doing a jamboree, because that money could filter right back into those schools. You know, and look, Sertoma is a worthwhile charity, but, those schools need money too. And so if they could bring some money into the schools within their district and keep it within the programs, then I'm fully for that. I mean, that is a charity in itself. I mean, these programs are not for profit.
Yeah, and there was some talk about redoing a Sertoma-like jamboree, but doing it at Charleston Southern.
I have not heard about that. And I don't even know if there's a Sertoma club anymore, Bob, because, I mean, last I had checked, they were dwindling down to, like, 6 members. So I don't even know if there's an active Sertoma club anymore.
Right. I'm not saying it's had to be Sertoma. That was just some talk.
A jamboree. You're just saying a jamboree. Jamboree in general. Oh, I have not heard about a jamboree in general. They were doing the 7-on-7 tournament, I saw. I know they were doing 7-on-7, but I had not seen full team jamboree up
right.
Southern.
All right, Scotty.
So, all right, sounds good, Bob. I will. We will chat tomorrow, and we'll know a little bit more about that Charleston County thing tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scotty. Scotty Osworth coming up at Channel 4 Sports at 6 and 11. Right now, the best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market selling fast, many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. What would you do with that much extra cash? You could buy new furniture for your new house. You buy a boat, buy a car. Actually, with today's low interest rates, you could buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top-producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they're ready to buy. So remember, if you're selling your home, Matt is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong, guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also has another option. He's going to give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer or wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300, 843-900-7300, or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Messy roadways right now. Accidents, Liberty Hall at Lindy Creek, 78 near Midview. Out near the fairground, 78 is shut down. James Island Connector inbound to James Island on the downtown side. Reports of a wreck and accident King Bay at Nexton Extension. Savannah Highway at the 61 split at the bottom of the Ashley River Bridge. Mark Clark westbound on the Downholt and Mark Clark westbound at Ashley River. There are accidents. A wreck Wentworth near King Camp at Folly. Rivers at Eagle Landing. Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Hill. Garden Way at Long Point, North 17 near Boone Hall. If you're traveling on the interstate westbound, reports of accidents, aviation, and at West Montague. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road, 2876 Maybank Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Cloudy with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 82. Cloudy tonight with a low around 75. Wednesday, a thunderstorm around in the PM, a high around 87. Looking ahead, scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the week. Partly cloudy this weekend with highs near 90. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lowe's, we know your home is an expression of you, and we see you walking down these aisles of possibility, running your finger on that marble top Allen and Roth vanity, regularly $5.99, but now $3.49. And finding that perfect rattan pendant at an everyday low price of $99.98. In our showrooms of style, you'll find whatever you're into at a price you'll really get into. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 8/29/21, U.S. only.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find,
you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Rape Shot Judd coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. He is in studio. So if you have any questions for Rape about NASCAR, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. A couple of more NFL notes. Steelers have signed former Gamecock Melvin Ingram to a one-year contract. Sorry, Melvin. I can't pull for the Steelers.
You're not Sorry. A Steelers guy?
No.
Not a big Steelers guy?
I'm a Cowboys fan. No.
That's right. That's
no.
Right. That's right.
No, and I hate Ben Roethlisberger. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be tough. Rams running back Cam Akers, torn Achilles, likely out for the year. So, tough break for the Rams there. Raiders president Mark Madane, who's been with the Raiders for 30 years, resigned.
Really?
Yesterday, yep.
After, okay.
Kind of surprised everybody.
Absolutely.
Started off as an intern in 1991, worked his way up to president of the Raiders. Mm. Also, Jets passing game specialist Greg Knapp hospitalized in critical condition after he was hit riding his bicycle, hit by a car riding his bicycle. So
T's
certainly hope he recovers from that.
P's and P's.
And you knew it had to be coming.
Yes.
This is about the NIL. Cam Soda. You know what? It's not a drink. You know what that is?
I think I know what you're talking about.
It is a leading adult webcam company.
That's, yep. Okay.
They are announcing plans to open it itself up for business and looking to sign a handful of NCAA athletes to endorse deals to represent the Triple X brand. So a porn site. Now, if you're a football player, you come on. You can't.
This can't, like.
You can't take a deal like that, can you?
I don't. On the rules, I guess, when they put out what companies they could be affiliated with.
Yeah, they put
with,
drugs, cigarettes.
Yeah, gambling.
Gambling. They forgot porn.
They left out the pornography, yeah.
Yeah, I would make an amendment really quick.
Get hammered on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want your players out there.
No.
You know.
That's not what this is about.
And let's say, let's take a rivalry other than South Carolina. All right, let's say.
Florida State.
All right, let's say you have a Florida player who is representing this porn company, right?
Right.
Well, Florida State and Miami are going to go into mama's and daddy's house and living rooms and tell them. This is what they're letting their Florida players do.
This is what we do here. That's that can't be good. That can't be good. I don't think parents would.
Do you want your sons go to Florida State and signing up with a porn company?
Yeah, they're probably going to get like the mid-level guys on the team too. I don't know if any of the starters will sign deals with them.
I mean, and my point being,
yeah.
Okay, we know these players are going to make money. That's a fact. You got to be careful where you're getting your money from.
Absolutely.
And I don't know of a university in the country that's going to let one of their players who represents their university sign with a porn company.
No, this they need to make an immediate change to the rule, because you're right, the pornography was not on that list of rules from the NCAA. So, and I
well, man, that's a good judgment situation.
Yeah, I can't see a player on a team signing with these people, and I don't think.
And I don't think this company thinks anybody will sign with them.
No, maybe.
I think they threw it out there to get their name.
Little marketing.
Yeah,
we're talking about it here on ESPN Radio.
And people talking about it like I am.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I would not be surprised if you go to that website and type in Blake. You will probably find an extensive page.
Yeah. Blake, last name unknown.
Who has too much time on his hand.
Clearly. How about that Facebook post?
I'm not a big fan of the Facebook post.
We got to get him
he
in
He has
here.
Put my face on a wrestler's body.
Yes, he has.
He mentioned your name.
He did. He tagged me
in
the post.
You liked it.
I did.
You said event of the year.
Because it will be. It will be the event of the year. Blake and I in some velvet suits calling the fight. I mean, that's going to be phenomenal. It's a viewer's experience right there.
Yeah. Right about that. So, anyway, Olympics unofficially getting underway tonight. There's some stuff tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Opening ceremonies are coming up this weekend. And representing South Carolina, Chris Middleton, I guess he's joining the Olympic team.
Yes, he will be. He will be going over. That's great for the squad, for sure. And
Chris here from Charleston. Asia Wilson, Carolina player, playing from Columbia. Doug Payne, who is in the equestrian event. He is from Aiken. Nia Tapper. Who plays rugby, and she is from Buford. Sandy Morris, who went to Arkansas, she's from Greenville. She is in one of the track events. Raven Saunders here from Charleston. Of course, she's a shot putter. Mm-hmm. And then Clarence Cummings Jr. in weightlifting. He is from Buford, South Carolina. So seven people, and two of them from Charleston, not bad.
Pretty cool.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
USC Gamecocks. University of Florida Gators, Furman Paladin. The Clemson Tigers, University of Georgia Bulldogs. The Duke Blue Devils, Auburn War Eagles, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. South Carolina State Bulldogs, Tennessee Volunteers, the Citadel Bulldogs. Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech and East Carolina Pirates. Who's your favorite college team? They're all fixing to kick off college football season. And if you're a college football fan, you need to be at Stono Ferry for the 2021 kickoff to college football ESPN Golf Tournament. Thursday, August 19th at the Links at Stono Ferry. ESPN will dress out the winning foursome with your school's gear, print of your team stadium, and best of all, your team will go to your favorite school's homecoming 2021, courtesy of ESPN. That's right, bring you and three of your best buddies dressed in your favorite school color. And the winning foursome scores tickets to their college homecoming game. Just go to charlestonsportsradio.com to register your foursome for the 2021 kickoff to college football golf tournament presented by ESPN Charleston.
One of the questions that we're asked most at Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers is, how are you different? To which we answer, our name says it all. We're a manufacturing jeweler. We buy our stones loose. We cast our settings and mountings in precious gold and platinum and silver. Then we set those stones in rings, pendants, and earrings for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, and special gifts, eliminating the expensive middleman, creating savings that we're able and eager to pass on to you. But at Scatell's, we go even farther. We teach you about diamonds in a free seminar where, under a microscope, you'll see how one stone differs from another, why cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are so important in your choice, and how for more than 30 years, with no pressure, no obligation, we've helped thousands in the Lowcountry buy more diamond than they thought they could ever afford. That's what makes Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers different. In Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and at Scatell's.com.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops. and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 9 at night, and Sundays 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.